Guess who's back again. Jamie's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Robbie J, host of the Rum Boys Fantasy Sports Network, with my co-host Ty Bird, aka Ty Boogie.
What up? What up? Glad to be back.
Happy 2019, y'all. Cheers to me. Cheers to you, all the Rum Boys and girls. What it do? Oh yes. Oh yes. New year. Nice new set. A lot of changes are actually happening for the Rum Boys. Just want, you know, kick that off. Let that be known. A lot of thanks to you guys. Creeping up already. Not even a full month in 2019. Close to 300 subs.
2019, big
2019,
year.
2019, big year.
Big changes.
Big changes.
Coming along. Let's get it.
The new set. Also want to remind you guys, first let's kick off with some shout outs, actually. Thrive Fantasy app. Make sure you guys go ahead and download that. You know, Android, iOS. Deposit your first 10. Get a $10 credit on us.
Oh, yeah.
Prop up. Also with that, want to shout out the fact that we're now moving on to some bigger platforms. Of course, we still got the YouTube. The YouTube is always going to be the mainstay. We love being live with you guys. You know, don't forget to click the subscribe. But then also, iTunes, Google Play,
getting places.
Spotify. Yeah, it's definitely growing. So be sure to type us into your search bar of your favorite podcast or, you know, music platform. Check us out on Anchor app as well. But appreciate you guys for supporting us so that we can get to this point. Without, you know, further ado, Ty, I think it's time that we get into some sports coverage. Wild card NFL weekend has, you know, came and passed. Now we're getting into the thick of things, to the heat of things.
Real playoffs.
Playoffs.
Hey. Talking about playoffs.
Let's first cover, you know, what recently took place. Colts, Texans, that bad man Andrew Luck, bro.
I don't know, man. I think that was just the Texans defensive fallout. They didn't get to Andrew Luck like crazy. I mean, it just wasn't. I don't know. I didn't see a whole lot there. I expected more. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, was running for his life all day.
And ladies and gentlemen, when we say expected more, we expected more from the Texans, for sure. I had picked the Texans to win that one with ease, honestly. But that Colts defense showed up big time. Darius Leonard doing his thing. But yeah, I mean, one of the other big crazy games. Bears Eagles.
Do we have to talk about this one?
We'll get into that one a little bit more intensely later in the show.
I don't even think we should talk about it. That
one was pretty crazy. Lamar Jackson did not get the playoff W for his birthday either.
He played well in the second half.
Second half, fourth quarter.
Definitely not a good first half by any means. The Ravens' offense at all.
But when you're dropping, when Anthony Lynn is showing you seven DBs drop back there, I mean, you know, and you got a blitz coming just about. I mean, actually, they didn't call a blitz package that often. I mean, but when you got seven DBs, you're not going to have a great day throwing. I mean, and running the ball, it's just going to be hard on you. Anthony Lynn's play calling defensively was immaculate.
They just don't have a run game besides Lamar Jackson to run when you got seven DBs. I mean, you need somebody to run the ball.
Dude, I thought Gus Edwards was at least going to run for 60, but then when I saw what Anthony Lynn was showing defensively on the field, that's when I was like, oh, no, man, this isn't going to be Lamar Jackson's day. Lamar Jackson was running for his life, and they couldn't establish the run. And then also what I don't want to admit, the Cowboys won.
That was a good game. I got nothing to say. That was a good game.
Gosh. Anyways, so let's talk about who's in. Let's talk about our Saturday slate. Colts, Chiefs. And then Cowboys, Rams. Let's start with the Colts and Chiefs. Andrew Luck looking very impressive. Comeback kid. He's the comeback kid. For sure, for sure.
He looked good. He definitely looked like a confident Andrew Luck. Like he knew he was throwing the ball and it looked beautiful. So, but does that Andrew Luck show up against the Chiefs defense? The Chiefs defense has not been all that. But does Andrew Luck outdo Patrick Mahomes?
So there's that narrative between the two quarterbacks, you know. Does Andrew Luck outdo Pat Mahomes? Does Andrew Luck show Pat Mahomes some things? Because Pat Mahomes is still young in his career. Also with that, does Pat Mahomes, I mean, it's time to bring in the new guard. I've been saying a lot on the social media lately that I'm ready to not see a Brady Super Bowl. I'm okay with, you know, no more Brady. With that, does Pat Mahomes establish, you know, that this game has a lot riding on it. There's also the narrative, you know, D Ford has to be a better defensive player for Kansas City than what Darius Leonard's going to be for Indianapolis.
That won't happen.
And I don't see that happening. No offense to the Chiefs fans out there. D Ford's an excellent pass rusher, but
it's a good matchup though. I mean, yeah. T.Y. Hilton is definitely as good a receiver as what Tyreek Hill is. They're in their own sides. I get that in their own sides, but again, they're top 10 receivers. I mean, both of them don't have a dominant established running game without, you know, Mr. Hunt. Obviously, we know what's up with that. Ebron has been making
some
plays.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not Travis Kelce wise, but making some plays recently.
I could see Ebron.
Big weapons.
I could see Ebron.
Two tutties.
Yeah, with the two tutty game. And maybe Travis Kelce only having one in this one. If you guys are in some of those playoff, you know, type of fantasy situations, shout out Pauly Sleeper. I know that you're doing one for charity. Then if you're looking at something like that, then maybe you look at that. I think the Colts have some upside.
I think it's going to be a good game just for that fact. Both of them don't have a crazy dominant defense. They got a solid defense, but again, the matchups line up. Offensive.
Exactly.
It's going to be an offensive game, I think. I hope.
We're not establishing any picks on this episode by any means. Yeah, I just want to establish we're not going to establish any picks on this episode by any means. Catch us Saturday for that, for your playoff action.
We have way too into that to not make picks.
I know, we're way too into that to not make picks. But I keep you guys coming. Come on. Also, later in the afternoon, Cowboys and Rams. How do you feel about this game, brother?
Again, I mean the same idea. I mean, I like the Cowboys offense. Obviously, recently they've been on good chemistry and had things together. They understand
right.
It's playoff time, even for being a younger team. But I don't think the Rams are messing around. I really don't. I think they know that it's that time. That defense is fantastic. I mean, we know what Todd Gurley can do. So if he had to hold another week off, look for his knee to be fine and look for him to come back. So I still think it'll be a pretty good game. I don't see it a blowout by any means, but
it depends on what LA Rams team is going to show up. I don't want Jeff Fisher Rams team. I want Sean McVay, high octane, high power Rams offense in this one. Here's your problem. Cowboys actually have a defense.
They have a tackling defense. That's the thing.
Yeah, they
Vander Esch is a hard man to break. Todd Gurley's got to get out of the backfield and probably break three, maybe four of those tackles, and that's not easy.
It's Vander Esch and Smith. Those are the difference makers on that Dallas defense. And when we take a look at that, and when we break that down in that game. I see that the Rams have to go to the air a lot. Challenge that secondary. You need to challenge that Dallas secondary.
That's not a problem, though. That's the thing.
You need time. You need your offensive line has to buy you time.
I think Jared Goff will accept the challenge. I think it'll be okay. But
it'll be okay. We'll see what will go down. Yeah, yeah. Big game. LA, you need some things, you know, to work out offensively, though.
Our soon-to-be LA. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Other LA.
Yeah. Yeah, the other LA on Sunday.
They're going to get the stadium, though. That's what's up.
Chargers, Pats.
I can't help but keep seeing that, man. They keep showing that. It's looking
good. Here's the thing with them. Okay, they're legit. The Chargers are legit. When we break down this first game on Sunday right here, Chargers, Pats, they're legit.
Legit enough to knock Tom Brady out?
And there has been that discussion. I want it to happen. Now, despite what I want to happen, there
Bill
is
Belichick's
analytics.
An animal in the playoffs, man. He just
He has a completely different playbook for it.
I don't know. It's hard to see the Patriots losing, especially in their first playoff game of the season. I like the Chargers. Trust me, I do. I mean, they're offensively and defensively sound both ways, especially becoming healthier as the season went on for their defense, but
I want this storyline at the end of this game to read that Philip Rivers has a chance at a Super Bowl ring, and Brady is now considering retirement.
Oh, come on, man. You're pushing it. You're pushing it.
And if there's anyone that can probably make Brady consider that after you lose to a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl last year, then when that bad man Philip Rivers. You know, Philip Rivers doesn't curse, by the way. Philip Rivers does not curse, by the way. That fascinated
me
when I saw
nine
that.
Nine kids? How about
Nine kids. That's what I'm saying. He needs a Super Bowl check, bro. He needs a Super Bowl check. Philip Rivers, go do your thing. Go do your thing. But in terms of ins and outs of this game, Belichick's going to have to be on Belichick. Gronky Kong is going to have to be on Gronky Kong.
That's the big thing. Gronk is going to be the big one.
Exactly. If I don't get Caveman Gronk in this game, I think that the Patriots lose. And Robert Kraft needs to write Meek Mill an apology letter.
Speaking of Meek Mill.
Yep. Philly is going to be playing against the Saints. Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, hands down. If he gets another ring, it's going to solidify.
Drew Brees is taking it the whole way now. It's time. I think Drew Brees walks through Philly like it's nothing. Nick Foles' magic goes out the window right here, right now. Drew Brees.
Really quick, I did also, you know, ask, you know, some of our colleagues out there, send your articles for independent sports writers. And here's why I asked this. How do you feel about the headline? And I'm probably going to write one independently myself. How do you feel about the headline? Nick Foles does it again.
I'll throw up.
I throw up. I mean, of course. I mean, look behind me. Look right here on my desk. You know.
I'll throw up.
I don't, and I wouldn't want that for Drew Brees at all. And plus, can't guard Mike Thomas.
Even if they do beat Drew Brees, I mean, like, no, there's no way, no way, no way. You know how hard it is to go down to New Orleans and get a W, let alone playoff time?
If Nick Foles does it again.
Sean Payton's fired up, too.
Oh, yeah. They got that. Oh, they got the whole little dance going. They're like in the locker room and everything. I would love the narrative more of, you know, Drew Brees. You know, I want to see a GOAT, you know, go for a ring. There's a lot with that Eagles side. I mean, there's so much. Like, do you trade Carson Wentz if Nick Foles pulls
that's
it off
later,
again?
That's later.
So
that's
much.
Later. This isn't even game picks. Just mentioning. Okay.
I wanted to talk about the headlines with that game. It's just crazy. With the coaching carousel,
The only thing going on with any team besides the teams we just talked about,
right? So, exactly. We're 10 days into the NFL hiring coaching season, to the hiring process, and of course it's already going down. Yeah, the most desirable job of all was off the table.
Quick, off the bat.
LaFleur, Packers get Matt LaFleur. He was the former Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. Ty, how did you read into this one?
It's not a bad idea. I mean, again, he's an offensive coordinator. He was, I believe, the offensive line coach or somewhere like before, something like that. Whatever, working with the offense.
Resume.
Obviously. But I think it's a good decision at least to bring someone offensively in. I guess we'll see how Aaron Rodgers likes it. That's obviously the big question mark, exclamation mark going through Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers has to like it and enjoy it.
Great.
I mean, Tennessee runs a pretty different offense than Green Bay, though. At least is what I'm thinking. Mariota is not the same kind of quarterback. I don't know how that would translate well. Hopefully Rodgers just – I don't know. I mean, again, as a Bears fan, I hope it just tanks terribly and it doesn't work out well at all. But
right. And I'm not going to say and that. I could see something, you know, maybe like that, you know, to the effect of what you just said. Not necessarily, you know, tanking, but, I mean – he's got to learn Aaron Rodgers. You're as any coach that took this job, you were coming into Aaron Rodgers' world. I think the Packers could have probably made a few better picks or maybe waited a little bit longer. I feel like this hurts Tennessee, and I don't think you guys could have used any extra hurt there. Hopefully you guys find an OC, though, there in Tennessee because – damn, I think that actually hurts you guys more than anything. Moving on to the Cardinals. I guess nowadays, as long as you know the guy, like the NFL, they want Matthew McConaughey, Ryan Gosling style, coach-esque, type of guys. Well, he's a Redskins fan, so I had to name drop him somehow. That's going to happen. That's what they're wanting. They want the next Sean McVay, and they feel that because Sean McVay and Cliff Kingsbury. You didn't even have to do that.
This is the most controversial one.
Because
he has no NFL experience.
But he knows Sean McVay. And if you've had coffee with Sean McVay, then
put it on your resume.
Hell yeah, put it on your resume.
I saw him on TV once.
Yeah, hey, the XFL is hiring coaches. Maybe I'll go, fly out to LA, meet with Sean McVay. Maybe I get in as an XFL coach. Bang.
I bet you don't even need that on your resume. You're the best coach out there.
Yeah, at that point, yeah. Oh wow.
he's controversial again because he has no NFL experience. He was head coach at Texas Tech.
It had two seasons with Patty
Mahomes.
There's
some good quarterbacks.
9,705 yards with Patty Mahomes over two seasons. 25 TDs. I mean, the guy clearly – I don't know if that's more about Cliff or more about Mahomes when we talk about that.
I think it's not a bad decision because you got a young quarterback in Rosen that is – why not bring in a young quarterback and just – see how it goes, let it happen. I mean, if it doesn't work, they fired a coach after, two seasons?
One season. Steve Wilkes was fired after the one season.
One season. So what's it matter? I mean, is anyone going to say something if you tank and they
spare you? If he tanks and they keep him past one season, I'm going to have so much to say. Moving forward.
Somebody in there said something.
Somebody said something.
The worst coaching pickup.
Yeah, I love actually saying his name. Vic Fangio. It sounds like a wrestler or like a mobster. Like he sounds like a mobster.
He's a bad man.
He's a bad guy. With Vic Fangio, Bears defensive coordinator, now becoming the Broncos head coach, which I have a lot to actually say about this, but as a Bears fan, I'll let you go in and take the floor.
As a Bears fan, that sucks. I mean, he's definitely a very good defensive coach, but my only thing I have to say is the Broncos were not smart for that because they have a defense. I mean, I get bringing in a guy that can play defense. Your defense will probably be a top three, if not switch to number one over the Bears by, having Von Miller.
They were already a top five defense this year.
But you need to bring an offensive mind and tell the defense to do what it does and bring in an offensive mind to fix Case Keenum. Keenum and whatever the heck is
going on. I feel like the Broncos would have been better off making the Cardinals' decision. Inquiring minds will never know, though. Is this more about – what does this more so say? Does this more so – because on top of this, Vic isn't even going to be picking his own staff.
No, no. John Elway has full keys to the castle. Yeah, it's
– And we've already seen how that decision-making process has been working out over the last 5 years.
No bueno.
So, Broncos country, I hope this works out for you guys.
I like it more than Vance Joseph, though. Didn't seem like he was doing a lot. He had no fire. He was just
we
got beat by three. It was a good game. We got beat. But like,
Bruce Arians, Kangos are coming to Tampa Bay, baby. Tampa Bay Bucks.
He's got a history with Winston. I like it. I mean, it's just...
Here's the one that I'm the most excited about, actually. It's the Bucks front office decisions. The Bucks. So, in an article that I've written that, unfortunately, you know, didn't make it. But, hey, I'm going to keep, you know, trying my hand at this writing thing. But an article that I've written, I will be posting it, or wrote. I had actually predicted that Todd Bowles was going to get this head coaching job. They flip-flopped it with Bruce Arians for the head coach, Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator. So much smarter, a lot better. I was close, a little bit off the mark.
Dude, I like Bruce Arians there.
I like both of these moves.
Former coach, I mean, I think he's going to be good. I think it's going to be fine. He, again, was with the Cardinals last year, had that young, you know, kind of run-and-gun offense, whatever. So him coming to visit with Jameis, I think, will be fine. And it's an upgraded player staff for him as well. Maybe losing David Johnson, yes, that sucks, but...
Dude, like Mike Evans,
I'll take Winston over Rosen at the moment. I will, at least, you know, so...
Dude, and then if he gets... And then if he drafts the right running back, if Tampa Bay drafts the right running back, like, all they need is to establish the running. That's it. Peyton Barber was okay.
They could do some defense.
They could use some things defensively. And that was another thing that I had mentioned, which is why I thought they would
not that the Cardinals are a top defense either. I mean, they got some playmakers, Patrick Peterson, but...
I love this one. Look for the Bucks to kind of turn the tide in the NFC South. No. Look for the South to change.
No, that's incorrect.
Carolina has no receivers.
New Orleans wins it again next year.
New Orleans is still
Carolina and Atlanta will battle for second and third, and the Bucks will lose.
Atlanta, I'm not even gonna even entertain Atlanta. Their play calling is awful. Like, I'm not even gonna entertain that right now.
New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, Tampa Bay. It's not changing. I'm sorry. I like where your head is, I like where you're saying, but it's not.
I think it will. With those two minds together, I think that the
Drew Brees retiring, then it's not changing.
If Drew Brees wins a ring, he retires.
No.
He should.
He enjoys
the retire at the top, baby.
He enjoys the shit out of football, dude.
Drew Brees loves football. Two things that Drew Brees loves, being a dad and football.
Drew Brees loves football. He will.
Absolutely, hands down. No, I agree. No, cheers to that, man. No, respect.
Respect Drew Brees.
Yeah, respect Drew Brees.
That's why, again, you said earlier, Tom Brady's retirement won't happen. Good try, though. Anyways, the last coach they announced. The Browns.
Freddie Kitchens. I like saying that in my DCI. Freddie Kitchens. So Freddie Kitchens is going to be the head coach for the Browns. I kind of honestly thought they would keep Greg Williams in that position. But
I saw earlier that a lot of players really like him. He was originally their offensive coordinator, so not much of a move. Just more responsibility, probably a little pay grade. You know what it is. But basically... I think that's a good move. I've seen a lot of players say that they like his decision-making and that he's pretty open about asking them what they like, which, again, with a young Baker Mayfield team, you know, as a rookie or a young quarterback, how would you not prefer, you know, do you like this or that? You know, what about this with this? You know, instead of being told what to do. I mean, it makes sense. So,
and I love that you just said that, and brought up Baker in that segment just there.
It's the same as Rodgers. I mean, the quarterback matters. You gotta know, especially as an offensive coordinator. I mean, he's been working with him already. It's a fluent change into, you know,
exactly.
You're still saying coach. It's still, you know, he just now has more responsibility for it.
Either way, Baker would have been taken care of. Either way that decision flipped or went. So I like it. Browns, shout out to you guys. Dilly Dilly. Honorable mentions, Vance Joseph. You had an interesting take before the show about this one.
I mean, I just wanted to see, you know, converse whether or not he's even going to get signed. Again, he didn't have a very long chance with the Broncos. And I'm not going to say that
he's a defensive guy.
He's a defensive guy. And that offense blew it, which is why I don't see Vic going there and having a whole lot of success, because it's the same idea.
You just got the same thing.
I don't see him going as a head coach. I said earlier he could swap with Vic over the Bears' defensive position.
Yeah, that's the take that I wanted.
Or take a defensive position somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think they realize that he's maybe not ready for a head coaching spot yet, just maybe doesn't have the fire for it, and can't control it all yet at once. So I say, I mean, give it a shot. Look at something again. He probably gets a defensive spot or a, you know, at least some kind of coaching spot.
Ty,
but I don't see him going as head coach.
Ty, is that you basically kind of adding Bears organization?
I think we're going backwards no matter what head coach we bring in as defensive coordinator. Obviously, we're at number one in a top five defense in almost every position that there is available. So I see us going backwards no matter what. But I would like for someone to come in and
I think he can. Almost
walk in and tell our defense, you guys were amazing last year.
Do it again.
I don't want to change anything. Let's run what was going on and what's been working for you.
Facts.
A couple things changes here and there, no problems, but let's stay of course. It obviously worked out and they all liked it, so.
Understand. Then Mike McCarthy, looks like he could be going to that Jets job, maybe?
It looked like he was only interested in the Jets job.
Okay.
No other
okay.
job available, and he looks like he's only interested in the Jets job. So
we should be hearing from that one in a couple of days.
I don't
days.
Know why. I mean, again, you're going straight backwards, but like
maybe he sees something in Sam Darnold. I don't
Rogers,
see it yet.
Darnold.
I don't see. I like Josh Allen out of that quarterback class and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, we know.
Baker.
We know. Yes,
Baker's
we
better.
We know. It's
Sam Darnold's at the bottom of that quarterback class
yeah,
for me. Kyle Allen did better for the Panthers than that
Stop.
Night.
No.
Anyways, so that wraps up the coaching carousel.
For now.
Yeah, for now. Check back in a couple of days and follow us on social media so that, you know, you can keep up to date. With when news drops at the moment, in the moment. Also, NBA. You had some NBA headlines.
I mean, not even any crazy headlines. It's kind of at the point in the NBA season where, you know, we're at the grind. You know, middle of the season,
oh, yeah, it's
coming to the beginning. We're just trying to get to the All-Star game, and then from the All-Star game, just waiting for playoffs. So. Not a whole lot of news besides, you know, some crazy triple doubles and stats going on. But one thing, you know, we did want to talk about is James Harden's been on a tear, an absolute tear.
And, a monster.
And after hitting that game, crazy game winning shot against Golden State for huge deep three, the Rockets GM, Daryl Morey. He said, you know, you can argue for him as the best offensive player of all time. So I got to ask you. Is that even a conversation? I mean, dude, you can't deny right now what's going on. Offensive counting, like he's dishing assists. That is offense. That's offense.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you probably already know what our opinion is going to be on this take. My man's right here was a Bulls fan and a classic Bulls fan, a Bulls fan since birth. I think you came out the womb with a Bulls jersey.
It probably happened.
I've been a Lakers fan, you know, ever since, you know, I was 3 years old.
Have MJ and Kobe.
Is
James Harden even in that?
Dude, we can go in and put two segments into one with this one. Look, I don't think that Harden is there yet, and I think that was a very – I get standing behind your guy as a GM. Is he putting on an amazing performance? Yes. He also gets fouled a lot, too. And you know, that's where a lot of those stats come from. You know,
that's
his step back three.
How many and-ones does MJ have? I mean, it's just – it's.
His step back three is damn near a travel.
Again, look, I'm an MJ. I mean, we got this on wrap.
Yeah, Kobe.
And I'm not
Kobe
saying that James Harden
right there.
That James Harden is better than him, but you cannot deny James Harden is damn near unguardable, especially when he wants to be.
Oh yeah, I mean he has more step back threes than anyone in the league right now. Luka Doncic sitting at 88 step back threes.
He has three times as many.
Three, yeah. Almost, quadruple that damn near. You know, so, yes, is James Harden a freak of nature, hands down? Is he probably going to be this year's MVP? Yes, he said that that's what he wants. Now, here's my question for James Harden, at James Harden. Is you getting that MVP more than you getting that Western Conference championship, more than you getting the NBA championship?
We'll find out.
You know,
we'll find out if he decides to turn it down as soon as playoffs start.
Exactly.
If you still see the same 15 and 10 James Harden, if we still see that, you know he wants it and he wants all of it. If he just turns it down and just shooting whatever, blah, 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 passing around.
I don't want another season similar to, and I know that you're going to get pissed right now. I don't want another season similar to when Brody went on that massive triple-double run, but then OKC, you get in the playoffs.
They didn't have a whole lot at the time. It was just Brody.
But I get that. But I don't want to see that again. I mean, I get that. Do you feel like Harden is putting on this performance because of CP's injury?
I just hope he does not lose his energy. He cannot waste and use too much energy on a regular season, basically.
I feel you. Because
that's why I think Russell – that's what I think Russell did.
Best offensive player of all time. Not yet. Get some rings. Kobe, Mamba mentality. I know, and of course Jordan. And I'm not even gonna, you know. And also one more thing, kids, don't go out there calling yourself the GOAT.
Oh,
just randomly. I knew this. See, I told you we could might as well tie two segments into one. Don't like that.
Real happened. GOATs don't call themselves.
So it's the GOAT. The Rum Boy said it. So Boogie
Bobby said it.
Boogie Cousins. So per source, actually not even per source. Steve Kerr actually came out himself and said it during a post game interview, I believe, right? Yeah. Post game interview came out and stated that somewhere in the neighborhood of January 18th, when they played the Clippers, is when Boogie Cousins is gonna be making a return. Does this make the Warriors
unbeatable?
Frankly, yeah.
On paper, yes. Again, we have to see. I mean, it's a huge injury. Left Achilles ruptured. I mean, that's huge. He was a good shooter before. Even if he's just a stand-up shooter, and I'm pretty sure him standing under the basket, not jumping, is a better rebounder than most of that Warriors team currently.
I'm not
Tyson Chandler. I mean, or not tough, but whatever. I mean, I get it. Tyson Chandler's a Laker, but
yeah, he's a Laker.
I get it. You know, I can't see anyone else out rebounding Cousins. And if he comes back and gets healthy, it's a good time to come back. It's not even All-Star game yet.
Yeah, I feel like when he comes back, one of two things can happen. It can help them, but then there's that flip side of the equation where they already have some chemistry issues. They kind of have shown that they've gotten over them. But I think when now you have another alpha-style personality type in the locker room doing big things, changing games, he's going to start feeling like that guy. And especially what he does defensively, I think that could chip into Draymond's work. And I think Draymond could start, you know, coming back, chirp back. On paper, they're great. I could see this maybe becoming a volatile situation because you have five all-stars at this point.
But look, you gotta remember, Boogie's not there for the money.
You're right. He's there for the ring.
He signed a $5.3 million deal.
From what I've seen him charge
He's on, there for a title.
Yeah, from what I've seen
Boogie,
him.
Boogie, as fired up as he gets, will step down, I think, because he knows he's there for the money. You took a whole big thing out of it. You work with somebody, you know that you make a fuck ton, you know, more money than them. I mean, you know, it's not that you look down on them, but they're trying to, like, tell you how to do your job. I mean, you're like, dude, like, shut up.
I would take a pay cut from my co-host.
Really? Oh, what's up?
Because we a team, babe.
He's there for the money. I don't see him arguing with anything. I mean, maybe throwing his opinion, but I can't see him arguing about it. Like, they're there for the ship. He is there for the ship. He knows what he's there for.
Yeah, I mean,
he knows if he wins the ship and plays well, he proves that he's worth the money that he was worth before.
It proves that you need five guys, five all-stars to beat LeBron.
What it is.
This is what it is. Dilly dilly. But what else? Other than that, I mean, you know, that's really all I think all we got in NBA. Shout out Luka Doncic putting on one hell of a rookie performance, my brother. Hell of a rookie performance.
I mean, yeah, again, it's the middle of the pack. You know, we're just waiting. Injuries coming up, you know, hoping that it's nothing crazy or serious to any big guys. Waiting for the All-Star game to come. Once it does, you know, it always jumps back up a little bit, so.
All-Star break is when we're going to probably start seeing a lot of transition, a lot of moves happen. Moving forward, also, we got to recap this game because this game was crazy. If you guys follow us on Instagram, and if you don't, be sure you do. Just like it is on the hat, Rumble is spelled with a Z, net. I called it exactly how it happened. I said, I looked directly at my wife in the kitchen. I was like, had the air buds in my ear. I love, baby, your team Clemson gonna win. I didn't say 44-16. I said a 60-point game. I said it was gonna be a 60-point game. Nah, and it was a 60-point game.
32-28.
No, it was 44-16.
That's what you thought. But exactly, you didn't. There's no way you called 44-16.
I thought that the game was gonna be was gonna be crazy on both sides. I was expecting 30 plus points from both sides. Now what had happened was
looking beautiful.
Sunshine.
Goodness.
Sunshine came out there. Trevor Lawrence
not playing looking like a rookie at all.
No, true freshman. Well, nah, we can't call him a true freshman. Because he didn't play like a true freshman.
Bad man.
Bad man. Come next year, there's really only a few elite quarterbacks left in college football to talk about.
He's one of them.
And he's one of them. Him, right. Jake Fromm, you know, and then Hurns, of course, because he's going into the transfer process. Tua'll be there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he's going to stay. Even with that, Tua looked like hot steaming shit through two interceptions. That defense was all over him. Farrell, my boy, where are you at?
Just a man, game. You were doing just a game that Alabama did not look like Alabama.
No. Nick Saban decided, I'm going to go for it on every fourth down. Like, that didn't even look like normal Nick Saban play calling. I was like, yo, maybe Nick Saban is trying to make sure that the NFL doesn't pick away from, like, that coaching tree or, like, other colleges. Like, let me just call a bunch of BS plays in this game. Like, I'm kidding. But Bama, you got rolled on, baby. You got rolled on. No roll tide in that one. Clemson was all in, and they showed you that they can win. Four times in the last 5 years that those two teams have matched up, Clemson has been there to do it twice, baby. Twice.
Big game by Clemson. I got nothing else for you. Bama didn't look like Bama. So
Trevor Lawrence, sunshine, keep it going, baby. Keep doing what you're doing. It's just about time, you know. I think we just about run out of time. We got to get into why the rum is always gone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna go ahead and let my business partner, my co-host, my co-CEO, Ty Berg, take over at this moment.
Do you have to ask why my rum's gone this week?
Oh, I gotta ask, baby. The audience wants to know. The listeners want to know. I want to know. Is it a double doink time?
Cody Parkey. I'll leave it at that. I don't want
to. Come on, man. Give us more.
I'm not trying to.
Give us more. Stop,
man. Like, I get it. Whatever. Blocked field goal. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Like, put up more points in the whole offense, whatever the hell you want to say about it. But you had a shaky season. Your whole season would have went out the window. You'd have been the greatest kicker in Bears history if you just made a couple more field goals.
Yeah.
And you miss a 43-yard to just – we lost to Nick Foles? Come on, man. Like, how are you just going to continue the Nick Foles magic? You could just shut that down.
They calling him Saint Nick.
I don't care what they call him.
They call him because of that. They now call him
Cody Parkey. Big Nick. Cody Parkey. What? Just do yours. Just do yours. I'm done. just go.
Hey, as much. Hey, after when I look back at, just so you know, okay, the reason why I went there. When I look back at how you and Jarrett were at me after Alex Smith had that tibia fibula or during the interview with them, oh man, I cannot live.
Yeah, whatever.
So I had to get it back. I had to get it back. The reason why my rum is always gone, Antonio Brown, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Coach Mike Tomlin, the whole organization. Is it Big Ben's fault? Is it Tomlin's fault? I've been seeing it all on Twitter, and my gosh, just to be honest, Antonio Brown, the situation regarding you and yourself, it's your fault. You're a grown man. There's no reason that you should be acting the way that you're acting. If you really want to go and if you really want to be traded, this is not the first. This is not the second. This is now the third time this year that you came out and said that you want to be traded. You're going on IG with James Harrison, and then you don't even do the exclusive interview that you're talking about.
He looked good in blue and orange, dude.
No. Him and Emmanuel Sanders, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, look at you. And actually, this is a good take that I wanted to actually talk about. There's a couple of teams out there that do need wide receiver ones. You guys need a wide receiver one. No offense to Allen Robinson. You're doing your thing.
He's
no offense to Taylor Gabriel.
He would be the nicest wide receiver, too.
Oh, you guys have him. You guys have Taylor Gabriel. And then you have a top-notch guy like a Julio and Odell and A.B. Different story. Same thing for my team. We need a wide receiver one.
Your tank, you're going, your career.
Come to D.C., baby. Just
your
know
career,
that we
your
just.
Your career if you go there.
Just know that we did the same thing to DJ Swanger for talking back to the coaches. So, remember that one. Also, with that AB, the Jets need a wide receiver one. So, if you really want to get traded,
a lot of teams need a wide receiver one.
The Packers definitely need a wide receiver one after they broke up that Jordy Rodgers.
Don't go to Green Bay, actually. I would rather
the Lions.
You're going to say every team in my division? What the hell?
I said the Bears, for obvious reasons. I just realized what I didn't mean that. I know you said the Bears. I agree with the Bears.
Son of a bitch.
Every team in your division could use one.
The Panthers.
The Panthers definitely need a wide receiver one.
The Niners.
Nah, Marquise Goodwin if he's
healthy.
I like Marquise Goodwin.
Antonio Brown, fool. Come on.
There has been predictions that he goes Niners. Either way, look, AB. You can do some different things, some better things, you know, with your
why
career.
Why Rum is always gone is
that's my reason why Rum is always gone. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, cheers to me, cheers to you. Our beers are gone. This is a Rum, boys. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Follow us on all social media at Rum Boys. Spell with a Z, N-E-T.
Ooh, this is awesome.